And one man who's going very well is Anthony Cummings in partnership with his son Ed, only for a few more weeks. And gee, what a way it would be to finish with a feature race win and the Villiers tomorrow, because they've got Sky Boy, who is absolutely airborne at the moment. Anthony, great to chat to you. How are you?
Yeah, good, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. Gee, you've got him going well, Sky Boy. Any concern dropping back to the 1,600 metres of the Villiers tomorrow?
No.
You like that?
Yeah. That was sort of part of the plan. It's all falling into place pretty well. The wet weather that's around, you know, it's probably some help to him along the way. He's in pretty good shape, as you say.
How do you think the track will be? How rain affected do you think it will be tomorrow?
Oh, I think they thought it's around about a 6 today. Mm. There's more rain forecast for this afternoon, tonight, and some tomorrow. So, you know, it's going to be rain affected, certainly. He's handled that in the past. I wouldn't think there'd be any reason why he wouldn't be comfortable on it tomorrow.
Gee, he's got a good record. 6 wins from 11 starts and 3 other placings. Is he a horse that you've always had a lot of time for? And how good do you think he could be? Because this is just a summer feature. Has he got the progression to make it to the top class?
Yeah, I think so. As you say, he's always sort of shown something. He's always been a popular horse around the place for the sake of his style and nature and whatever. I think right now his last few starts have all been about learning, you know, about how to race and how to use himself properly and efficiently, and he's sort of done all of that. He goes into the Villiers sort of as well educated as he could be, I think he'll improve again next preparation.
Well, he's beautifully bred by Pendragon out of Zazabel, so we know he's got the staying pedigree. What do you think would be his best distance?
Hard to say. You know, part of what we've been trying to do is to get him to relax in his races, because he was a bit fiery in the first place. And I think right now he's in that spot. And if he relaxes, you know, who's to say he can't run a cup distance? So his mother ran third in the Melbourne Cup. So, you know, I suppose you all dream a bit. And it'd be nice to see a horse, that with strong connections to the old man and Jim Nam get there.
It certainly would be. Well, having said that, with you trying to get him to relax a bit more, back to the mile, drawn 9. Where do you think he'll be in the run tomorrow? Will he be a bit further back?
Oh, yeah, I'd say probably. I mean, they're going to be coming out at a faster speed than his last few runs where he's been right on speed. But if he's, second, third, fourth set of pairs, I mean, all of that works. The Randwick mile is a pretty fair start and everyone sort of finds their spot. There's some, most of the speed seems to have been drawn outside. And so that he'll get a chance to come over, and tuck in behind it at whatever point Christian decides is, comfortable.
Gee, gets in nice with just a 53 kilos dropping down from carrying some of those heavy weights. Who do you think's the hardest to beat?
I suppose James's horse that won at Goulburn and the other horse from Brisbane. I suppose those two might be the toughest two.
Be a nice way to end the official partnership with yourself and Ed, to go out with a feature win in the Villiers, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's suited both, I'd say.
And hopefully James doesn't knock you off then.
It's always been a bit of a spoiler, but anyway, we'll see.
Best of luck tomorrow, Anthony.
Okay, good on you.
Anthony Cummings.